Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1281. Kamala Harris has the support of enough Democratic delegates to win the party's nomination for president. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, the top two Democrats in Congress, have also now endorsed her for president. In a statement, Harris said, "When I announced my campaign for president, I said I intended to go out and earn this nomination. Tonight, I am proud to have secured the broad support needed to become our party's nominee. I look forward to formally accepting the nomination soon." Separately, Harris laid out her vision for the country during her first campaign rally in Wisconsin as the presumptive Democratic nominee, saying, "This campaign is also about two different visions for our nation, one where we are focused on the future, the other focused on the past." She also highlighted her record as a prosecutor while attacking Trump's legal issues, saying, "I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women, fraudsters who ripped off customers, cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type." Meanwhile, Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance claimed that the Democrats are a threat to democracy because Biden voluntarily stepped down as the party's nominee after his poor debate performance. Vance claimed without evidence that Harris lied about Biden's condition and that elite Democrats in smoke-filled rooms pushed for Biden to leave the race. Vance said, "This is not okay," during his first solo rally in Ohio, adding that it was an insult to voters. Vance's comments followed Ohio State Senator George Lang, who warned the audience of an impending civil war if Trump loses in November. Speaking of Trump, at age 78, he is now the oldest presidential nominee in U.S. history after Biden left the race. As president, Trump released a report that showed he had heart disease and was obese, but as a candidate, he has refused to release blood work results, his weight, or other key information. Instead, he released a vague three-paragraph letter from his primary care physician that said Trump was in excellent physical and mental health. A recent poll found 60% of Americans say Trump is too old for another term as president. Moving on, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned, taking full responsibility for the security lapse that led to the assassination attempt against Trump. Cheadle's resignation comes a day after a contentious House Oversight Committee hearing over her agency's failure to stop a 20-year-old gunman from opening fire on Trump during a campaign rally, which she called the most significant operational failure of the Secret Service in decades. By the end of the hearing, lawmakers from both parties were calling on her to resign. Biden thanked Cheadle for her service, saying he will appoint her successor soon. Meanwhile, Trump asked a New York appeals court judge to throw out the $454 million civil fraud judgment against him, calling it an unauthorized, unprecedented power grab by New York Attorney General Letitia James. In February, a Manhattan judge ordered Trump to pay $355 million plus interest and barred him from serving in a top role at any New York company for 3 years for fraudulently inflating the values of his properties, falsifying records, issuing false documents, and other related conspiracy offenses. Moving on, Iowa's strict abortion ban will take effect next week after the Supreme Court declared the policy to be constitutional. The Iowa law prohibits abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, roughly 6 weeks into a pregnancy, often before many women even know they're pregnant. And the law also requires pregnant women to wait 24 hours for an abortion after getting an initial consultation. And finally, Sunday was the hottest day in recorded history. The global average surface air temperature on July 21st reached 17.09 degrees Celsius, or 62.76 degrees Fahrenheit, breaking the previous record set last July of 17.08 degrees Celsius and 62.74 degrees Fahrenheit. Every month since June 2023 has now been ranked as the planet's hottest since records began. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.